to take the issue seriously. Responsibilities.
Climate change is here. It is accelerating in a dangerous manner. And it not only exacerbates threat to international peace and security, it is a threat to international peace and security.
Not only devastating lives, but also infrastructure, institutions, and budgets, an unholy brew which can create dangerous security vacuums.
The UN's sudden urgency comes as a response to a number of climate-related disasters. An ongoing famine in Somalia is threatening the lives of thousands and creating as many as a million refugees. A blistering heat wave across much of the central United States has already been blamed for the death of more than 20 people. And the cyclone in Mexico has forced the closure of major ports and businesses. The United Nations is hoping world leaders take these natural disasters seriously.
Yeah. back and rejoin the doll. You've shown that your power will not be intimidated by any power that they have. And that's the most important thing that has happened here this week. Because everything that went on inside that building tried to convince me that I was alone and that I was weak. They tried to convince me that I was like a little finger out there on my own that can easily be broken. And all of you out here was a reminder for all of us that I wasn't just a finger all alone in there, but that I was connected to a hand with many fingers that could unite as one thing. And we will not back down. That fist is a symbol that we are connected and that we are powerful. It's a symbol that we hold true to our vision of a healthy and just world. And we are building the self-empowering movement to make it happen. All those authorities in there wanted me to think like a finger. But our children are calling to us to think like a fist. And we know that now I'll have to go to prison. We know that now that's the reality. But that's just the job that I have to do. That's the role that I face. And many before me have gone to jail for justice. And if we're going to achieve our vision, many after me will have to join me as well.
WCOM Radio, WCOM-FM, LPFM, Chapel Hill Carver. I'm Furious George. Do this every Thursday as part of the Furious George Show. Been doing this show for like 14 years throughout the Southeastern Micro Broadcasting Network. And so happy to be back here after taking a little vacay. I've been on the Florida coast, on the West Coast, Cali Coast, up in the mountains. But man, it feels nice to be home. Too bad I've got some depressing news to share with you about an important person named Tim DeChristopher, a grad student who protested the Bush administration's illegal raffling off of U.S. public lands in Utah to the mining industry. He disrupted that, and after 2 years, yesterday we found out he's now going to jail, and actually will be in jail for the next 2 years if his appeal doesn't stick. So want to dedicate the show to him and all those other activists committed to nonviolent civil disobedience, protesting for not just local community issues. In fact, we used to have to protest and do civil disobedience to get micro-powered radio going back in the 90s when it was illegal. Now it's legal, so we have to focus the laser beam from all these other movements onto a number of important climate issues these days, and that's what Tim DeChristopher was doing. So if you are interested in learning more about him, just I think you can look up Bidder 70, because that was the name of his bid when he tried to disrupt the auction. You can also learn more about Furious George at furiousg.blogspot.com, where you can find out about what kind of music I play. Like there in the background is something from Toki Monsta, and had some Flying Lotus, and also started off with some new music from Two Fresh Beats out of Asheville. Some of the cool new stuff. Stick around. This is WCOM Radio. I'm Furious.
told us that this battle would be easy. Nobody ever told us that we wouldn't have to make sacrifices. We knew that when we started this fight. Every wave on the ocean that has ever risen up and refused to lay back down has been dashed upon the shore. But it's the very purpose of a wave to rise up. Because once it rises above the horizon, it finally has the perspective to see that it's not just a wave, that it's a part of a mighty ocean. And the sharpest rock on the wildest shore can never break that ocean apart. They can never wear that ocean down. Because it's the ocean that shapes the shore. And that's what we're starting to do here today. That's what we're starting to do here this week. With wave after wave after wave crashing against that shore, we shape it to our vision. Thank you all for being a part of it.
Strongly opposed by many environmental groups. Stephen Block of the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance said, quote, "This is the fire sale, the Bush administration's last great gift to the oil and gas industry." A coalition of environmental groups opposed to energy development on public lands filed a lawsuit last week to block the auction. They struck a deal with the Bureau of Land Management that allowed the auction to proceed on the condition that the leases on the most contested portions of the land will not be issued for another 30 days until a federal judge hears the case. Actor Robert Redford has been among those speaking out.
That auction with the intent of trying to stand in the way of that, and ended up getting registered as a bidder, where I was able to buy up about 22,500 acres for around $1.8 million and delay the auction long enough that the new administration could come in and reverse the entire auction and admit that BLM wasn't following their own laws in the first place. despite that, I was later indicted on two felony charges for that action and have been involved in a very slow legal case ever since. I finally go to the trial on February 28th in Salt Lake City at the federal courthouse. And the government has been fairly open that this trial is about intimidating others to be obedient to the system that we have now, whether we think that it's acting justly or not. And Bill McKibben and Terry Tempest Williams said that the best response to intimidation is joy and resolve. So there'll be folks in Salt Lake City, outside of the courthouse, showing their joy and resolve in a way that people have for a long time, which is singing in the street.
I think a lot more activists are turning towards civil disobedience because they found that just playing by the rules doesn't lead anywhere, because those who write the rules are those who profit from the status quo. And so they write the rules to protect their interests. So more and more people in various movements are turning to civil disobedience. And especially right now, I'm seeing more people turn towards sustained civil disobedience. Actions that aren't like, oh, we're all going to do one thing and get a citation and then go back home, but where people are really taking a stand. In West Virginia, blocking a mountaintop removal site, and they've kept it down, shut down for 6 days now, I think. They've pretty much been there all week, or all weekend, and have kept that site from blasting.
When they meet for the climate conference in South Africa in December.
We are now talking about a 1 meter sea level rise, possibly occurring this century.
Essential.
Mr. President, if you look at a world map and you realize how many tens of thousands of kilometers of coastline will be affected by this, how in a sense we will redraw the world's map, not only in geographical terms but also in terms of exclusive economic zones and many other implications, you begin to realize that we are truly confronted with a level of scientific knowledge now that is sufficient for us to begin to realize that we are talking about major implications.
This place is not free. Cannot operate under current conditions. I'm not going to move.
Tim was sent to jail today for protecting lands that are belong to all of us as citizens of this country. And it is our obligation to support him in his actions. The corporations are in collusion with our government. We're seeing that here today. The judge denied the jury Tim's defense of conscience, his act of civil disobedience, and I'm here to declare this trial invalid.
You testified to the fact that there's no place like these lands. These lands are not Cheney's and Bush's.
Because they're right outside the blast. And they're not coming down anytime soon. Next month, we've got the Tar Sands actions in Washington, D.C. that were organized by Bill McKibben and Peaceful Uprising and others, that are asking people to get arrested outside the White House every day, not just one day, but over and over and over. And shortly after that, there's the October 2011 movement that is calling for an occupation of Washington, D.C., starting on October 6th. And that one has no end date. And they have big goals. I mean, they have goals that aren't going to be accomplished within a few days or a few weeks or probably even a few months. I mean, refusing to be complicit with the status quo. Any longer, we're refusing to participate in what we have right now. And
this is what a man's creative realm says. The reflections are very pronounced. You can also hear the reflections better.
And a combustion
singing in the street for justice for a long time, and that's Peter Yarrow, who helped lead some of the anti-war marches in the 60s and 70s. And there's more information on things going on there at peacefuluprising.org.
You out here, where's a reminder? That I wasn't just a finger all alone in there, but that I was connected to a hand with many fingers that could unite as one thing.
What did you start off planning to do that day? Where were you? I started off actually at a final exam at the university and went straight from there down to the BLM office. And I saw some protesters walking back and forth outside. And I knew that I wanted to do more than that, and that this kind of injustice demanded a higher level of disruption. And so I just decided that I wanted to go inside and cause a bigger disruption. To build up the courage to do that, knowing what the consequences would be. And so I started bidding and started driving up the prices for some of the oil companies. And throughout that time, I knew that I could be doing more and could really set aside some acres to really be protected. And so then I started winning bids and disrupting it as clearly as I could.
Now, how does it work? You get a paddle?
Yeah, just had a bitter paddle and just kept raising it as much as I could.
And you ended up buying, what, over 22,000 acres of land?
Right.
And where was this land?
Honestly, I didn't know at the time, but now it turns out that a lot of that land was the land right around Arches National Park, in Labyrinth Canyon and Mineral Point and beautiful places like that. So it turned out pretty well.
And now what are your intentions? Or first I should ask, what was the response of the people in the room? When did they understand who you were, or did they at the time?
Once I started buying up every parcel, they understood pretty clearly what was going on. And so at that point, they stopped the auction, and some federal agents came in and took me out.
It's short-sighted, and frankly, it's a dereliction of duty.
Global acceptance of the science may lead to moving the debate to a new level, one where the discussion is focused on how to deal with the climate change and its security implications before it's too late. Mohammed Choukair, Korean Speaker.
From other people who were in the room afterwards, I guess there was a lot of chaos and they didn't really know how to proceed at that point. But then I was away talking to the federal agents at that point.
When did they arrest you?
Well, they took me into custody there on Friday, and they had me for a few hours. It was a pretty cordial conversation that I was having with them. I was very clear about what I was doing and why I was doing it. I told them all my motivations and why the environmental movement, as it's been, and myself included, hasn't been effective, and why I felt it was necessary to take more drastic actions.
Within a few days or a few weeks or probably even a few months. I mean, they're there for the long haul that is calling for an occupation of Washington, D.C. starting on October 6th. And that one has no ending.
to unite as one fist. And that that fist cannot be broken by the power that they have in there. That fist is not a symbol of violence. That fist is a symbol that we will not be misled into thinking we are alone. We will not be lied to and told we are weak. We will not be divided, and we will not back down.
You want some dope shit? You want some dope shit? if it, the debate was broadened out to we have a security problem caused by environmental changes that have to do with other things like depleting aquifers, population growth, urbanization, then I think we'd be in a much better position to find solutions that will actually help in what is becoming an increasingly dangerous security environment globally.
The NCCC negotiation process to say who's causable, who's attributable, and how do we then disperse any form of negotiations and agreement, how do we disperse out of that. So I really think focusing on this kind of conflict resolution and the green force is really moving away from actually let's think about the root cause and let's get talking on that.
Big goals. I mean, they have goals that aren't going to be accomplished within a few days or a few weeks or probably even a few months. I mean, they're there for the long haul. They're saying we're just refusing to be complicit with the status quo anymore. We're refusing to participate in what we have right now and insisting upon change.
Politicians say a lot of things. If this is really acknowledged to be a crisis, and I'm not sure it is domestically in the U.S., then yes, definitely let's use it. But if we're using the actual crisis of a changing physical environment undermining our domestic security and international security to accomplish a different goal, which would be, for example, to put in place carbon trading mechanisms, then you've used the crisis, but not to solve the actual root causes of the problem. No.
It's a symbol that we hold true to our vision of a healthy and just world, and we are building the self-empowering movement to make it happen.
Following for quite a while about the man who showed up to a public land auction with the intention of protesting, or at least causing a stir there to shed some light on climate change. You see, this is a national park land in Utah, and it was going to be sold by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management to, wait for it, oil and gas companies. Well, instead, this 27-year-old man ended up bidding on the land, driving up the prices, and winning many of them. Well, when President Obama came into office the following year, he invalidated that auction. But even after that, Tim DeChristopher was convicted in a Salt Lake City federal court for making nearly $2 million in false bids at a federal auction. Today, he is scheduled to be sentenced. Kevin Zeese is the director of comehomeamerica.com. Kevin, thanks so much for coming on. From what I understand, Tim DeChristopher faces up to 10 years behind bars for what seems to me, at least, to be an act of civil disobedience. Is that right?
That's right. It was an act of civil disobedience that stopped an illegal sale of leases to the oil and gas industry. The sale was illegal, and not only did the Obama administration stop it after DeChristopher bid on the lands, but they reviewed the leases that were up for sale and found that almost all of them would have been illegally leased. What this was a rush to try to get sales done by the Bush administration to their friends in the oil and gas industry before the Obama administration came into power. And Tim DeChristopher, there had been a lawsuit filed that wasn't making any progress, and Tim DeChristopher took it in his own to stop this illegal leasing of oil and gas lands.
All those authorities in there wanted me to think like a thinker. But our children are calling to us to think like a fish. And we know that now I'll have to go to prison. We know that now that's the reality. But that's just the job that I have to do. That's the role that I face. And many before me have gone to jail for justice. And if we're going to achieve our vision, many after me will have to join me as well. Nobody ever told us that this battle would be easy. Nobody ever told us that we wouldn't have to make sacrifices. We knew that when we started this fight. Every wave on the ocean that has ever risen up and refused to lay back down has been dashed upon the shore. But it's the very purpose of a wave to rise up. Because once it rises above the horizon, it finally has the perspective to see that it's not just a wave, that it's a part of a mighty ocean. And the sharpest rock on the wildest shore can never break that ocean apart. They can never wear that ocean down, because it's the ocean that shapes the shore. And that's what we're starting to do here today.
Last night, talking about how corporatism is almost always the big winner. I'll play a bit of it and then we can talk about it.
The legal system, the criminal justice system, is a tool of those in power. And so we shouldn't necessarily expect that tool to be used against those that are controlling our government. I think holding corporations accountable is more our job than it is the legal justice system's job. And we should be looking for other ways to do that besides just, you know, hoping for some U.S. attorney somewhere to indict some bankers or oil executives.
States of America. And here Tim is, this environmental activist, saying it's our job. Why is this not the legal system's job?
Because we have a corrupted government. And Tim DeChristopher serves on a steering committee with me for a project called October2011.org. October2011.org is an effort to bring Americans to Freedom Plaza in Washington, D.C. in October to hold the government accountable and to end corporatism, exactly what Tim is talking about. We're going to have a Tahrir Square type of rally. We're going to occupy Freedom Plaza, and we're going to demand an end to corporatism and militarism.
Fear is such a weak emotion, that's why I despise it. We scared of almost everything, afraid to even tell the truth. So scared of what you think of me, I'm scared of even telling you. Sometimes I'm like the only person I feel safe to tell it to. I'm locked inside a cell in me, I know that there's a gel in you. Consider this your belling out, so take a breath and hell a few. My screams is finally getting free, my thoughts is finally yelling down.
Yeah.
spiced out.
One more Hennessy.
Like a spiced out, I can't get raw.
Like
a spiced out Hennessy. Spice wars, crack wars. Love is so strong, say.
Queens Boulevard, Kierkegaard, hustle hard, hustle bustle, OMG, on my guard, oh my god. They came back with three pizzas, get one to dap, your stomach undercrowded. Proud kid, young Samaritan, fuck a George Harrison, embarrassing, sitar's no comparison, looking garish. Hit it out the park, Roger Maris, plus Shea Stadium, flushing Corona. Chop, chop, pop rocks, my Sharona. Get Coppola, hold up, slow up, blow up, pull up, buck, get smart again. It's a cardigan, play the race card again, and again. And again, drinks at Bennigan's. Where's Ralph Waldo? Ellison, person of color, yo, can't see me. Shoot at you actors like a DP. Ernie and Assis, asbestos apartments. Smarter in a starter jacket, custom compartments. Illuminati, in my mind, soul, and my body. Pause, young Bobby, digital hobby, physical. That's amazing, that's amazing, that's amazing. Yeah, yeah. That's amazing, that's racist, that's spaceship, that's spaceship, that's vacant, that's complacent, that's plague shit, that's offensive, that's Ted offensive, that's defenseless, that's holiday, Doc Holiday, keep the dock away, sitting by the dock of the bay on Ye, Kanye, I'ma let you finish, Helsinki, blinky blink, stinky stink, stinky stink, frank and dank, feeling hot, yo, watching Rosanna Scotto, Liz Cho, Sade by the rim, on Sue Simmons, Mr. G, Mr. Me, Mr. Me Too, who care who Muslim, who Hebrew, he cool, he whack, backstreet, street back, alley cat, rally that, Taliban, alley man, minivan, van, Hans, hands, old hands, across America, Jesus on the cross, raise the cross to see the boss, scalpers got the money, no Rick Ross, big boss, man, parappa the rapper, Napa Valley, valley man, mountain man, fountain bed, counting them, borders cross, Miss Audemars, order you out the country tomorrow, order yours, don't go chasing waterfalls. Hazmat suit, NASDAQ suit, pass that suit, blast that true boot, T's found slain, bang, 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 yeah, unfounded truth, brown kid, you, brown kid, shoot the township, you, yeah.
Just playing by the rules doesn't lead anywhere, because those who write the rules are those who profit from the status quo, and so they write the rules to protect their interests. So more and more people in various movements are turning to civil disobedience, and especially right now, I'm seeing more people turn towards sustained civil disobedience, actions that aren't like, oh, we're all going to do one thing and get a citation and then go back home, but where people are really taking a stand.
Sacrifices. We knew that when we started this fight. Every wave on the ocean that has ever risen up and refused to lay back down has been dashed upon the shore. Wave to rise up, because once it rises above the horizon, it finally has the perspective to see that it's not just a wave, that it's a part of a mighty ocean. And the sharpest rock on the wildest shore can never break that ocean apart. They can never wear that ocean down, because it's the ocean that shapes the shore.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Stick around. Bodaciousness is next. I'll be back next week. If you want to learn more about Micropower Radio, go to WCOMFM.org. And here to send you away is some craziness from Low End Theory number 12. I'll be back. Stick around. I'm Furious.
So I sneak that fresh, we ain't even on the same boat.
Those think they fresh, we ain't even on the same boat. Even on the same, even on the same boat. Even on the same, even on the same boat. Even on the same, even on the same boat. Even on the same boat, even on the same boat.
This is the dark world.